Hi guys. It's morning. I'm sorry. So, Lo Mako and I, or I told her that our favorite band was coming out with a music video for what is actually my favorite song off their newest album, and she asked me to give her my thoughts on it. And I actually watched it when it premiered last night. And I'm sorry that I totally it was horrible. And not the video was horrible. I was horrible because I was like half asleep during it. So I don't really remember much. So you guys are gonna listen to my thoughts on this video. It's like my favorite band in the whole wide world. I literally revert back into being a 13-year-old fucking awkward ass chick when I talk about Pierce the Veil. So you guys are gonna hear my thoughts. I originally was just planning on making this for Mako's ears only. Doesn't that sound like really cool and spy like? I don't know. And I figured that maybe some of you guys would want to hear why I like my favorite band and like my reaction and stuff. Also, I think you guys just need to see me like geek out and fangirl a little bit because some of you out there are, I don't know, you guys seem to think that I'm like not cool, but you know, like, I don't know, like, okay. And we need to just nip that in the bud. You guys need to see how much of a fucking nerd I am. Or how much, okay, you guys just need to see me embarrass myself over my favorite fucking. This is my favorite song off the fucking album, so I'm like freaking out. So, okay. Oh my god. Oh my god, they filmed this like really close to me. How did I not know this? Oh my god, I'm like losing my mind. It's like really, really close by. I'm not like really close by, but.
Yeah, you. All right, next we got this band here. It's, what's it called again? Pierce the Veil! Yeah, boom.
Oh my God! Not crying, I'm not. I'm making noises. Oh my god, this is so cute and they look so terrible and cheesy. Oh my god. Oh my god, Mako, I really hope you saw this because Vic is just being the fucking cheesiest. Oh my god, what the fuck is Tony's hair? Oh my god, this is amazing. To hold me up. Oh my god. This is so terrible and beautiful. I'm here for it. If you want justice. Okay, calm down. Growls, calm it down. Darker now. Kick down and sleeping in your car. You roll the window down. Enough to dream and make believe our lights not down, turn upside down. And I'm just a stupid motherfucker, can't figure it out. I want devil horns, I wanna breathe in your ash. Oh. It's only now, tell me to beg. Oh my god, and now it's a mosh, but I'm here for it. Just wanna be alone and watch as you all just disappear. Oh my god. I'm really not crying, I'm just being over dramatic because this is my favorite song.
Close your eyes, picture you and I selling daylight for gasoline.
Oh shit, they're all using lighters. all moshing. Here for it. Yes. Oh, I wish I could see them on tour. God damn it. Oh my god. They look so terrible. Oh my god. So it's like a traveling back in time bullshit or something. I don't know. It's supposed to be retro and they were wearing horrible t-shirts and wigs because I know Victor's hair is not like that for some. Jesus. Okay, so now I'm going to their Facebook page and we're going to see because they usually have like stuff up about the music video. And let's see. No, I can't fucking go to the Rest in Space tour because I'm not fucking touring in fucking California. Thanks, Vic. I'm not mad or anything. I'm not salty. I am. I'm so salty. I'm so salty. I'm basically the ocean, you guys. I don't know. I'm basically the Dead Sea. I don't know. I'm upset about this. Okay. And I listen to them, like, answer some questions. And, of course, I just, I don't know. My vagina couldn't handle it. I don't know. My vagina, my heart, they couldn't handle anything. Okay. Then they have some dorky pictures from the music videos. You are goddamn shitting me. Okay, so they have a picture of, I'm literally gonna fucking cry. Like, I don't know why my fangirlish heart didn't know that they were filming. Okay, so they have a picture of, like, it was like a fucking whiteboard, and it's like take 22, and it's Pierce Veil, Floor on Fading, day 1 of 1, 8, 11, 16, and you guys will. My birthday is August 11, and I'm like remembering what I did on my birthday, and I'm just like, I was so close around that area, and I didn't see them. Oh my god, it's like this video was made for me, because everything in the universe revolves around me. Oh my god, it was filmed so close to me, and on my birthday, are you got, oh my god. Happy birthday to me, you know, happy late-ass birthday, oh my god. Oh my god, so that was my reaction towards, you know, Floral and Fading, and some background on that particular song. I should have closed the window, though. I'm not doing that, fuck that, fuck everything. So, he actually wrote this song because he's dating this beautiful, oh my god, motherfuckers. Okay. Someone mentioned that I curse a lot. Like, I tend to curse in Spanish a lot. And I do. And I'm trying to work on it. So now you guys are only going to hear it in English. Right? Because I refuse to make it sound like you guys are in Narcos, which is a direct quote from whoever told me that. So he wrote the song about his current girlfriend. They've been dating like 3 years or so. I don't know. I'm not particularly sure. Like, I follow them on Instagram, but I just kind of more follow the band Instagram than anything. I'm like, I don't care about your personal life, Vic, unless you're fucking marrying me. I don't care. Anyway. And, Pierceville's kind of like known for, okay, so, as I've mentioned to Mako in a thread, like, a couple of weeks back, they're kind of known for being the breakup band, and, their music kind of tends to resonate with young teens, and I should say young teen girls, and, or just, I don't know, they seem to have more rabid fangirls than most post-hardcore bands do. I mean, besides Bring Me the Horizon, but that's neither here nor there. God, BMTH, I was so into them, too. Anyway. Now you guys get to hear about my, like, lame music. If you guys want to fucking roast me about my music taste, go ahead, but I'm not gonna hear it against Pierce Veil. I'm not, okay? Like, I want so much of their fucking lyrics tattooed on me. That's how much they mean to me. Like, no. So he wrote this song about his girlfriend. She's beautiful. She's really kind. She's like a sweetheart. And his fans would, like, or I should say his fans, because they're more his, not the band's, because they do shit like this. They would like send her like fucked up Photoshop shit of her dead or something. They would tell her that she needs to go fucking die or whatever, and she would like call him crying. I read an interview, that's why I all know this. and she would like call him sobbing, like she just wouldn't understand why people hated her so much. And so he wrote this song for her, this entire song for her. And the thing about Pierce Veil is, if you listen, you know, if you continually listen, if you listen to all their albums, you can actually kind of tell when Vic, the singer, is when he's singing about a specific person, because you can, I don't know, they tend to reuse some of the same riffs and shit. I don't know if they know that they do that, but they do. And the same, like, kind of general, I don't know, vibe. Jesus Christ, I was a music major. I should do better than this. This is, I think he actually wrote something about her on the last album, too. That's like 50-50. Anyway. He wrote something about her on the film. He wrote two songs towards her. So he wrote this for her because, like, she's apparently, like, she's a fucking sweetheart. She's so nice. I don't know her personally, so I wouldn't know. And, together we can fake our own deaths here. Just want to be alone and watch as you all just disappear. He's just basically, we don't need any of this shit. We don't need, she's an Instagram model, and that's how she makes her money. Or she's a model, but, you know, she's actually getting a lot of good, like, legit work lately, like, for brands. And I'm just, like, I'm so happy for her. Anyway, so he's just saying, like, we don't need any of this shit. We can just, like, fucking... I don't know. I really like that, those two lines, or that little snippet in the middle of the song. Close your eyes, just picture you and I selling daylight for gasoline. And I don't know, I always kind of picture them in the middle of, like, bumfuck nowhere, just running, like, the only gas station for miles, and I don't know, and they just have each other. Because I'm like the lamest, cheesiest person ever. And you guys get to hear how much I love Pierce the Veil. And so that's my video. Those are my thoughts for the music video of Floral and Fading. And I'm totally never going to post this publicly again, because I feel like I embarrassed myself a lot. And I hope you guys enjoyed. And Mako, I hope that you enjoyed the video too. And I totally need your fucking thoughts on this, girl. So, yeah. Peace out, y'all.